This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Time for you to join us here still. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Also, more to come about the Free the Nipple, not trial, but hearing on a motion to dismiss, which Melanie says was one of the most entertaining times she's ever been in a courtroom. And it's rare that court is entertaining.
At all.
Yeah, so this really sounded pretty entertaining, and she wrote up a piece about it over at freekeen.com, but I haven't had a chance to read it yet, and some people don't like to read, so we're going to talk about it coming up here in moments. But first, we're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. It's Ian, Melanie, and Mark in the studio. We've got Skype where you can Skype in like Derek J. Freeman from Flaming Freedom, and now retaking the host, the main host role in Cop Block Radio after a several month-long absence. Didn't you give that up early this year? How many months were you gone from Cop Block Radio, Derek J? Uh-oh. Do we have Derek J? I did answer him. He called back. Maybe he's having some technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties. Or maybe
the technical difficulties are ours. That's always a possibility. We'll see if we can resume that here in moments. But just to bring you up to speed, we were talking about the Free the Nipple hearing that happened last week on a Friday in Laconia, New Hampshire, where three ladies were arrested for the dastardly crime of going to the beach while topless. And they were facing a few hundred dollars, possibly in fines, I believe, each for this. Ultimately, they have an attorney who defended some of the ladies last year on similar charges at a different beach in New Hampshire, where, for those of you who are just tuning in, New Hampshire does not have what's called home rule. So these different cities and towns are not authorized by the state to have ordinances against female toplessness or any toplessness whatsoever, but yet they do. So they have illegal ordinances on the books, and that's what they are enforcing in this case. And so he was motioning to dismiss based on that and based on the discriminatory aspect of, well, you're not banning men from being topless.
What does the statist do in this circumstance?
When hopefully
a
lose.
Town has a law against... when a state has a law against a town having a law against something that's impropriety, right? A woman not wearing a shirt. It's clearly not equal protection under the law, but it's impropriety. What does the statist do? Does the statist side with propriety, or does the statist side with the law? Because in the law in this case, apparently every one of the people who voted for this law to not have, to disallow women from being topless in that town, those people should be, from best I can tell, I don't know, people who violate law, they should be harmed, right? I mean, that's what the law does to people who violate it, but they're not going to be. What does the statist do in that circumstance?
Let's see if Derek J. is back with us here. Derek?
Hey, well, there's a lot going on the seacoast. You know, this activism happened out here in New Hampshire, and there was a...
I've heard the seacoast is the new Keen. Can you confirm or deny that? By the way, it sounds like you're having some microphone issues again. So we did have you, and then right in the middle of whatever it was you were saying the seacoast, you unexpectedly cut off. So just feel free to rejoin us when you can get the mic back up, because always love to have Derek on the show. He's one of my favorites. So you were in the courtroom. You actually, unfortunately, arrived late, although you were on time, because you were told that it was a 9 o'clock start, and generally court is a 9 o'clock start. Although the judges are in the building before 9 a.m., it's very rare.
Right, and usually if they tell you it's 9, I mean, I try to be there by 9 anyway.
Frequently
you
it's 10 or 11.
You should be there, but yeah, it's, 9:15, 9:30 maybe,
right.
Depending
some
on
judges,
the judge.
Right, some judges are more punctual than others. In this case, they started this hearing early, and I wonder what that was all about, because even the attorney himself wasn't expecting that to happen, as I understand it.
Or, but I don't know that it was originally scheduled for 9, I just know that's what I was told.
Right. Well, that's what I was told, and I told you that, and so bad misinformation got passed around. But either way, you did show up within enough time to see some pretty amusing stuff. So any highlights from the encounter that you'd like to share, I'd love to hear about it. And again, for those of you who would prefer to read more about the story, Melanie did a full write-up over at freekeen.com. Unfortunately, I didn't attend because I figured it's just going to be a quick motion on, you know, to dismiss. They're going to, you know, one side's going to state their argument, the other side's going to state their argument, and the judge is going to retire for the day. But that didn't happen. This was like a two-hour-long hearing.
Right. Yeah, they had, I think, four witnesses after I got there. So it was basically the hour and a half I was there questioning a bunch of grown people on how do you know the difference between a male and a female.
Woman. Excellent.
Which is just...
Are we talking about police? Is that who's being questioned?
Two police and two lay people.
Okay.
It's good stuff.
So the police is in the snitches.
No, so yes, it was the people that called the cops?
Yes.
Got it. So they were ready to go to trial, too, it sounds like. Because you're not going to call in witnesses with the expectation of having a motion hearing, generally. Witnesses show up for a trial, so I think it sounds to me like they were planning for a trial.
Unless you call witnesses for a motion if you have need to do that.
Okay, I've just never seen it happen before. I'm not saying it can't happen. Obviously, it did happen, but I've never seen that happen.
And there can be kind of collateral issues of fact or straight-up issues of fact in a motion. Motions are generally speaking more about law, where trials are generally speaking more about facts. You're not going to have witnesses at every motion. You're usually not going to have them, but
right.
It's not unusual.
Okay.
In any way. So Sergeant Black, who is the cop who kidnapped at least Ginger, was asked, how do you tell the difference between a female and male nipple? And he sat there for a good while, and the look on his face was just like, how do I possibly answer? Like, because you have to stay within, like, the decorum and, you know, respectability.
Right, of law, right?
Yeah. And, but also give, like, a factual answer.
Right.
And it's just...
It's attached to a woman or a man is how you would answer that question.
Right. And then he was asked to define gender and families because someone had testified that there were families on the beach, and he was asked how he knew they were families and how he defines family.
Right. The presence of children does not mean that their parents are necessarily...
If somebody makes a claim, person makes a claim sort of in a legal sphere, they need to be able to back that claim up. So if they claim that families are present, they need to define what a family is.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, and I understand that why this was necessary, but it's just...
Oh, it's funny.
Humorous. And this one might not be as funny to everybody else as it is to me. I'm not sure. Okay, so when you question a witness, you have to lay... It's called laying the foundation of their knowledge. So I can't just, I call Ian Freeman to the stand. Ian Freeman, tell me at what temperature should a nuclear reactor be kept?
I have to explain that I've worked at a nuclear reactor or, you know, been nuclear reactor trained or whatever, which is why when they call the police up, they always say, oh, officer, how long have you been with the so-and-so police department and what are your duties? And
they'll ask, you know, in your 10 years of experience of an officer, have you had occasion to come across cocaine or marijuana or whatever is usually it's a common thing that you would see them lay a foundation for. So he has to lay a foundation, the prosecutor has to lay a foundation that this guy knows the difference between boys and girls. So he asks the police officer, who's a sergeant, during your 35 years on this earth, have you had occasion to come across different genders? So then...
That's good stuff.
And he was kind of...
That's funny no matter where you're from.
He was kind of dismissive about Ginger's arguments when he was kidnapping her. He kind of dismissively referred to it as she begins to talk about case law, which, that's the law, though, right? Like, that's what's at issue when you're arresting somebody, isn't it?
Who cares about case law?
So then they called one of the narcs, I'm just going to say her first name just because she's not really a public figure. I have her whole name on the website. I'm weird about that. So, Miss Sandra.
Hey, lady, if you didn't want to be a public figure, you shouldn't have called the cops on somebody for being topless on the beach because now you're in a trial, which is publicly viewable by anybody.
Yeah, I don't know. I try to
be overly sorry for people like that.
I usually don't feel sorry about prosecutor witnesses at all. I kind of see where these people are coming from a non-insane position.
Now, is narc the right word for this? Snitch is the right word for this.
Narc
right?
is like narcotics.
Narc is generally associated with a narcotics undercover agent or, I don't know, if, I guess...
Well,
it was
originally
used...
a narcotics officer is where their term originated from. So even when you call somebody who's not a cop a narc, it's technically inaccurate, but it kind of evolved to mean...
Let's continue in moments. This is Free Talk Live. Join...
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveatpurse.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Pack now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. And you can join us on the radio waves. You can bring up anything you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Roger Veer. Now, those of you who've been listening to Free Talk Live for a long time know that name. But if you're new to the show, you don't know who Roger is. He's an early proponent of Bitcoin, or at least you probably don't know. He's an early proponent of Bitcoin. Some call him Bitcoin Jesus, although I've heard he doesn't really like that name.
Well, he's a humble man. Yeah. He doesn't, but I mean, you know, Bitcoin Jesus really pretty accurately describes who he is. He's the guy who sort of created, you know, really pushed Bitcoin.
He did a lot of seeding of Bitcoin, if you will. Literally gave a bunch of it away back in the early days. And he's a libertarian. He's a supporter of Free Talk Live. He's a longtime, actually, advertiser here on Free Talk Live. Before there was Bitcoin, Roger was the man behind MemoryDealers.com. So longtime
listener. He still is the guy behind Memory Dealers.
Yeah, that's good to know that that's still going on, because I'm sure he's got all kinds of things with the Bitcoin universe that distract him. He's also an entrepreneur and a peace activist, and he's predicted great things for Monero. Now, we actually had the one of the head programmers of Monero on the show a few weeks back, and I thought it was a really interesting conversation. That interview is available at guests.freetalklive.com. But Monero is a cryptocurrency with robust security and privacy features, and unlike like almost every other altcoin out there, the competitors to Bitcoin, Monero wasn't actually based on the Bitcoin code.
It's true.
It was actually coded sort of from scratch, if you will. And people have also now begun trading in Monero on dark net markets. And that's in some way how Bitcoin got its popularity. Veer has predicted a market cap for Monero as high as $1 billion in the near future. And Jax.io is working on incorporating it into the Jax wallet, which, of course, as you know, is the official wallet of Free Talk Live. And once Jax pulls that off, that's going to be a major coup, I think, for Jax, because there really isn't much in the way of Monero wallets right now as far as easy to use. Like, for the average person, the ability to send and receive Monero, they don't really have that yet. You kind of have to be a little more techy to be able to do that in a secure manner. So I'm looking forward to that. You owe it to yourself, if you're into cryptocurrency or into alternative currencies, to become educated about Monero. Now, we're not going to tell you to buy it, but we've got some, and you might want to take a look and decide for yourself. So go check it out. At I believe it's, you don't have it on here, but I think it's getmonero.org. Mark, can you verify that for me?
That's indeed the
address, and I will make a note. But getmonero.org, and of course you can always Google it and read about it. The price is down a little bit from what it was when it peaked.
Good time
recently,
to buy, right?
So it may be a good time to buy some of it. So again, getmonero.org, is that right?
That's right.
All right, so back to the story here, and then Well, if you want to join us on the phones, you're welcome to. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Melanie's sharing with us some of the interesting lines of questions that were being asked at the recent hearing on a motion to dismiss the case against a few ladies who were arrested for being topless on a beach in New Hampshire. They called up a couple of cops and a couple of the snitches who had ratted these ladies out to the police. And you were about to get into some of the questioning of the first snitch, or one of the snitches.
Right, so this was one of the snitches. And so this is... I forgot if she said she was in her 50s or 60s, but she was a little bit older lady, kind of dressed really conservatively.
Surprised there. Shocked, I say.
Right, so she was working with disabled people. She was like, pretty typical, like, conservative, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So she gets on the stand, and they start asking her the difference between boys and girls.
I bet she was pretty well disillusioned with the judicial process pretty quickly.
The prosecutor asked her if she was a boy or a girl.
Wait, the prosecutor did?
Yes.
Well, to make fun of what's going on here, I mean, you gotta make this seem silly.
Well, the prosecutor is...
Well, I have to make it seem silly. The prosecutor has to lay a foundation, and the prosecutor has to prove that people can tell the difference between boys and girls.
So this is an important legal concept. Got it.
I don't know if that question was strictly necessary, but the whole, do you know the difference between boys and girls, more or less was from his position anyway.
Gotcha.
So she testified that she didn't think it was right. They asked her why. She just doesn't think it's right.
Just don't think so.
She just doesn't think so. When you got kids, she said, but then also went on to say she doesn't think it's right anyway. The defense attorney asks her, is that based on a religious belief? She says, yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
So then the prosecutor had to go and kind of save that, because that is an utterly illegal basis for a law.
Yep,
so
it
then
sure
the
is.
Prosecutor asks this, like, older religious conservative woman, because he has to get something else out of this other than religious belief. So were you brought up to not take out your breasts in public?
Mm-hmm.
Just
societal norm is what he's shooting at there.
Yep, that's right. What he's shooting at.
So then the second officer, Officer Holly Callahan.
A female officer?
Yes.
Okay. It was only male officers in the first trial from last year.
Right, so she was asked, are you able to determine, distinguish between males and females, even if they're fully clothed?
And what did she say? She claimed she could?
She claimed she could.
Ridiculous.
I'd say these days, nobody knows what male and female
exactly.
is.
Exactly.
It went on for, you know, that went on for about 10 to 15 minutes, because this was an hour and a half, and the witnesses took up all of the time. There were mm-hmm. four witnesses. Well, there was a little bit of closing, but...
So they didn't call the ladies up there?
They probably did, and that was just before I got there.
Oh, okay. Got it.
So she... I forgot which witness they asked, but they asked one witness, could you point to everyone in the courtroom and say if they're a man or a woman? There's about 15 or 20 people in the courtroom at that point. So then they asked...
I'm shocked. Shocked, I say.
Did they actually go through and say, man, man, woman, man?
No, I kind of half expected them to, but no, they didn't.
Oh, God.
So she just said she could point to everyone in the courtroom and
right.
say that, okay.
But then they didn't ask okay. her to, so it would have actually been inappropriate for her to, it would have been non-responsive for her to go on, and she knows that.
Okay.
So then they asked her, without the license, because Ginger's license apparently says she is a female, without the license, would you be able to tell if Miss Piero, I think, was male or female? Officer says yes. Defense attorney says, how? Which was really weird. And then they had to go through a thing of, like, how do you tell?
There's only one way to tell. You
I
have
wish somebody
to
told me
the
these days. I just don't know.
Well, then they started talking about trans people, so that doesn't always work.
Well,
because it doesn't say a bio, like the statute doesn't say, and New Hampshire is pretty, I don't want to say liberal because that kind of has negative connotations, but is pretty
liberal on this issue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't look at these things as trans issues. I'm not, you know, that's not where I come down on it. What I say is that, you know, biologically, some people are hermaphroditic, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I know that somebody can look like a woman and have genitalia of a man.
Yeah, absolutely.
That at that point, it just none of this stuff becomes my business.
I mean,
did
you see Derek J. Freeman in the schoolgirl outfit at Halloween a couple of years ago?
I don't think I did.
Oh, you missed out. Toll-free number here is 855-453. 855-450-3733. We'll continue with the Free the Nipple. It's Free Talk Live.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to set well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall revers.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Radio, bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show here at username lrn.fm with you tonight. Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
Roger Veer, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus. He believes the greatest threat to Bitcoin comes from the inside. There are those in the Bitcoin community who do not
Bitcoin is an inside job.
They don't want to see Bitcoin grow, and they're holding back the increase of the block size, which is a technical aspect of the Bitcoin system. They're holding back that increase to 2 megabytes. Now, a new Bitcoin client has been introduced. It has an increased block size.
They're holding back the increase from 1 megabyte to 2 megabytes. You're saying that they're holding it back to 2 megabytes, and that makes it sound like they're holding it to 2 megabytes.
Okay. Well... anyway, thanks for clarifying that. It has an increased block size. I also didn't that's the way you wrote it, Mark, so okay. Maybe you should review your copy here. You also spelled increased, I-N-C-R-E-A-D-E-D, an increased block size, and is supported by Roger Veer. Recently, Via BTC, which is the fifth largest miner in the world, switched exclusively to Bitcoin Unlimited. Bitcoin prices spiked 5% after that. Coincidence? Most observers don't think so. Bitcoin should not be held back by a controlling few, and you can learn more over at bitcoinunlimited.info. So there's, unfortunately, a little bit of difficulty in the Bitcoin creator sphere, should we call it that?
Yeah, well, this is... If one group wants to do one thing and another group wants to do another thing, there's going to be, it's tension, right?
Yep, and the system that's in place to decide who goes where or what happens in this circumstance is basically, you know, not that it's a top-down command and control thing where these Bitcoin elites get to decide things. It's actually the people who mine the Bitcoins that ultimately get to make the decision on the future of the cryptocurrency. And the miners are the people who are doing the real day-to-day work of verifying transactions and making sure that everything is, you know, on the up and up and that, you know, people aren't double spending their Bitcoins and things like that, without getting into technical detail about what mining is, because I wouldn't really be able to explain that to you. But essentially they're solving cryptographic equations or trying to solve them. And then Bitcoins come out of that. So they're mined in that way.
Yeah.
But anyway, what happens is somebody can propose a future direction for Bitcoin, like Roger and the folks behind Bitcoin Unlimited have done. And then if enough miners sign on to Bitcoin Unlimited and start using that software, then eventually there will be a hard fork, as it's called, in the Bitcoin universe or the blockchain. And that that hard fork will mean that there at that point will be two Bitcoins. Am I right about that?
I believe that's how it works.
But that's what happened with Ethereum earlier this year when they hard forked. And now there's an Ethereum and there's an Ethereum Classic, which I would prefer that not happen to Bitcoin, because that's going to make things a little bit confusing for people.
Yeah, I would agree, but at some point that will, things will work out, and I don't think a lot of people are going to be really left in the cold on it.
Things will work out because all the big wallet manufacturers will switch over to what the miners have done.
I'd like to point out,
it's going to be a rocky road.
It's not just the miners, even though the miners are the one that truly make the change. Simply having a Bitcoin Unlimited wallet puts pressure on the miners, because people check these.
Does it?
It puts people check these different websites to track who's got which wallet and that sort of thing. And it's essentially like voting. So going to bitcoinunlimited.org and downloading the current wallet really makes a difference.
It's
a much bigger vote than going on November the 8th and voting for one of these sociopaths.
That much is true. They've got a ways to go. They're right. They're like 300 something people running the Bitcoin Unlimited nodes, as compared to like 4,000 people running the Bitcoin Classic, or not Bitcoin Classic, but the Bitcoin Core. And I don't want to go too far into the weeds, but I support the Bitcoin Unlimited. I like the idea of the larger block size. I think Bitcoin should grow. And so I supported Bitcoin Classic before this. That kind of fell off the radar. And now I'm supporting Bitcoin Unlimited. So check it out at bitcoinunlimited.info. I've installed it on the studio computer here, so, you know, I'm endorsing it in that way.
Great.
Let's continue, though, with more ridiculousness from the courtroom in Laconia District Court, where you were on Friday taking notes furiously, because sadly I wasn't there with my video camera. So thank you for putting in the effort to try to cover this as best as you could, as you continue to regale us with more highlights from the courts.
Right,
this
is
the Free the Nipple trial.
So then they called the other snitch, who I was not sure who he actually called the cops on. But he testified that he was afraid because there was a topless woman at the beach.
Afraid.
He was afraid.
I wonder what he's afraid of.
And this
of.
Is a grown man. I think he said he was 35.
Okay.
But he was afraid. They got him later to admit, or the defense attorney got him later to admit, that he was more afraid of the man taking pictures of whoever was topless.
Who I believe was one of their boyfriends or something, right?
I don't know.
Okay. I thought I read that somewhere. I'm in the Free the Nipple group on Facebook, and I believe that I read that. I could obviously be wrong, but I don't think that it was some creeper. I think it was like one of the people they were there with.
Right. It didn't seem that way to me. It seemed like he was part of it in some way.
Right. Yeah, he'd gone out there to support them and be the guy to take the pictures.
But okay. Yeah,
somebody's got to take pictures
in
the world.
This man alleged he was afraid. And then my favorite quote was from the prosecutor, and it's always funny to me when they use this word in court or when state agents.
Before you go on, though, isn't the unspoken suggestion there that, oh, well, he's afraid because this guy is creepy and he's taking these pictures? Is the suggestion there that, well, because a woman is topless, that is inviting rape? Because some people would say that, right? Like, oh, well, she was asking for it.
I don't know what, they're, something's different on the beach, I guess, is what these people really are saying.
I really honestly think that this particular witness heard the attorneys say several times, health, safety, and morals, and therefore thought it would be a good idea to testify that he was afraid.
Wait, they didn't sequester the witnesses?
No.
Okay.
And that is usually a good idea, and they usually don't do it.
You have to ask for it, in my experience. They won't do it on their own.
And I don't know if it was asked for or not.
I would, guess it wasn't, because if it's asked for, it will happen. I've never seen someone ask to sequester witnesses and have a judge deny it.
That happens all the time.
Really?
It might not happen here. I don't know. But.
Okay. I've never seen it.
So then the prosecutor defending this, in my opinion, unconstitutional, at least under the state level, because New Hampshire is not a home rule state, said that if Laconia was not allowed to have this statute, then that would mean that Laconia is not allowed to have any rules for its public places, which would cause the library to not be able to set its own rules, and so then the library would have to be open 24 hours a day because it couldn't make rules.
It's kind of a good point, isn't it?
And, quote, obviously that would be anarchy.
And then you'll have topless women coming into the library, and what will happen then?
Yeah, what do you do? Well, I think that, there's a pretty good argument to a each town place needs to be able to set its own rules. I mean, and I suppose that women walking into the library without a shirt on is it's more of a violation of decorum to me than women on a beach. It seems strange to me that Americans are so, oh my dear golly, there's a woman without her shirt on the beach, when in Europe it's meaningless.
I'm kind of sympathetic to, not necessarily the snitches, but the people who feel that way. But it's kind of, all lines are somewhat arbitrary, but it's kind of, okay, so you're allowed to wear, like, really revealing bikinis.
Yeah.
But you're not, it's like, I don't really see much of a difference. I understand the desire to want to be around people who are fully clothed and to want people to be fully clothed in public, but at the end of the day, this is ownerless property. If you try to enforce that, whether it's a constitutional law or not, you're committing aggression.
If you don't want topless ladies in your library, then sell the damn library to a private owner and make it into private property. They have private libraries. It can be done. There are enough people who support the idea of libraries to where we don't really need the government to take care of that sort of thing. 855-450-FREE. You can join us in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live and share your thoughts.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-4295. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-960-4295. 1-800-960-4295.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week,
365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Join us here in these remaining moments. There's enough time for you if you dial in now. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Or Skype into the show. Skype username lrn.fm. And don't forget, if you want to support Free Talk Live, you can do that for $5 a month or Bitcoin. It's up to you how you amp the show. And you can do it over at amp.freetalklive.com. It's kind of our little listener club. You can, of course, enjoy all the features on the website completely free, and you don't ever have to send us a dime. But, you know, it's not free to make this show happen, and it's not free to make the website free, so you can, if you want, support us and support our mission to spread the ideas of peace and liberty as far and as wide as possible by just joining the AMP program. You get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines. There's also the AMP-only podcast, as well as the AMP-only Facebook group, where you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live amplifiers and some of the hosts of the show. Melanie is one of the most recent hosts added into that group. So drop on over to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get started there with any major credit card through PayPal, Visa, or MasterCard, or Bitcoin right there on the AMP page at amp.freetalklive.com. Please take a moment and do that. We sure do appreciate it. And again, it's money that we invest here in the future of Free Talk Live. Let's go to the phones to the fun. Justin, listening in Detroit to LRN.FM. Hello, Justin.
Hey, guys. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Long time listener. Thanks. I really appreciate what you guys have done pushing the abolition of the word we in terms of government action.
Excellent.
And that's I think
that has been really useful to me.
Really?
Yes.
Because it's prevalent, right? Like it's a lot of people use the term we, and it's not really like we're not in Afghanistan. You know,
Chris was doing it all last night, and I don't really bother with it, but I understand what it means. But go ahead.
Well, yeah, it's a psychological thing.
Well, Chris was in the military, so I'm sorry to interrupt you again, Justin, but Mark's talking about Chris Reitman, the guy who was hosting the show. He was actually in the military, so you'll notice, like, TJ still refers to the NSA. He still says we because he used to actually work for them, so it's even more ingrained in that.
I've worked for Olive Garden for 2 years, you know, more than 12 decades or 12 years ago, and sometimes I still, when we used to do this. So, yeah, I can understand that, but
right.
The other one I wanted to bring up was taxpayer funds, or it's going to cost the taxpayers. Well, it's not costing the taxpayers anything. The money's already stolen. It's state funds. It's state money. And I think taking another step away from we, the government, but also it's not our money anymore. They've stolen it. It's theirs. We're not getting it back. For most of it, there's no trace back to any taxpayer. This goes to the public library thing. It's not unopened or unowned. It's state-owned. They've owned it. They stole it fair and square, if you want to say it that way.
Okay, and that's where I was getting with that. It doesn't legitimately belong to the state. The state doesn't even legitimately exist.
Stolen funds is a better term than state funds because it might make someone think. Whereas taxpayer funds, I don't necessarily oppose that because I still think that's better than state funds because it suggests where the money originally came from and at the very least could get a conversation started. But I think stolen funds, when you're referring to taxpayer money or state money, is always better because then it really makes it clear what you're talking about.
Well, and I think one of the dangers of taxpayer funds is then you get into the Hans Hermann Hoppe argument for restricting immigration because, well, the taxpayers own the land. Well, no, the taxpayers don't own the land. Some money that was stolen from them was used by the state to purchase that land or defend that land, to lay state or stake a claim to that land. But overall, it's not the taxpayers' money. It's not the taxpayers' land. It's the state's. And
well, it's
if we
not
move away from accepting taxpayer money or taxpayer land, it'll let people see that these national parks aren't owned by us. They're owned by the state.
It's not the state's, though. And I agree that most property that the state claims to own, unless you're talking about something that was taken under civil asset forfeiture and it's a house or it's a car that you can say, this house belongs to this person, that it has been so commingled is so that the ownership is untraceable. At that point, I would say it's unowned, because stealing something is not a legitimate transfer of title.
That's true.
I agree with that entirely philosophically, but again, it's about the conversation. It's about letting people get some distance away from, well, my money isn't going to pay off the lawsuit for the bad cop behavior. It's the state having to pay that money. And yeah, they'll probably turn around and raise some more taxes and increase their public budget because of it. But that's a secondary effect. That's the state initiating more violence. It's
right, but then you're kind of legitimizing their alleged ownership of it. When I call state property unowned property, people either have gotten tired of arguing with me already, or they question or argue that. And so it kind of brings up the topic, okay, so what is this really? What is taxation and what is the state? And that goes as far as they're willing to let it go. If I just refer to it as state property.
That's what I wanted to get to the point to. Is making people think and question.
Right, but I think if you just... Yes, because I do think that if you just refer to it as state property, that kind of legitimizes psychologically that the state can own things and they really can't.
All right.
Justin, anything else you want to share tonight?
That'll be it for tonight. Thanks.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. A lot of times we talk about the words that we use as libertarians or voluntarists or anarchists. I mean, we don't even agree on what to call ourselves,
no.
Let alone the words that we use to...
I cringe every time I hear Melanie call herself an anarchist.
Well, she is an anarchist, though. So if that's
a term that she wishes to use,
how she wants to describe herself,
fine.
That's great. I'm not an anarchist. I'm a voluntarist. I believe that all human interactions should be consensual. I want to define myself in what I'm in favor of rather than what I'm against. But I can understand the desire to define oneself as an anarchist. It's a little bit more of a... I don't know. You're shaking the baby a little bit more, I guess, so to speak, with that term.
And I kind of don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
And I do feel like we need people who are kind of on both ends of the spectrum, where you're not necessarily pacifist, but more of like the hippie, peaceful, like, let's all sing and hold hands, whereas I'm more of the let me tell you why it's not immoral to kill cops, and I'll write an article about that and post it on Facebook because I just don't care. And I think we need both of those styles and styles in between, because different people are going to react to different ones. And
sure,
we're trying to reach everybody, and if I aggravate some people in the process, I really don't care, because I know that some people are going to be converted fully or partially by that. I know some people are going to be converted fully or partially by what you're doing.
Yep.
So I want both things to exist.
Do you think it's possible to drive somebody off with too extreme of a position?
Yes, of course.
Not if they're being remotely logical, but that argument kind of... But I know that there's people who are going to be converted by... I'm not saying I know for a fact I'm going to convert people, but I know that there are people who are going to be converted. I mean, that's what converted me. And it's almost offensive to me when people say that I shouldn't be saying what I'm saying, because I feel like they're saying, and I know they're not, but I feel like they are saying that I shouldn't have been converted. And that's really annoying, and whatever it is they're hoping to gain by me not having been converted if none of these opinions were ever out there.
Always annoying when other activists, other libertarians try to tell you you're doing it wrong, and they know the one true way to, right, you know, achieve the liberty in our lifetime that we all see.
Yeah, and if somebody tells me that I shouldn't be doing activism the way I should, or I shouldn't be saying something else, that's annoying, but it's less annoying, and I fully admit, like, I'm taking this too personally, but I feel like they're saying, Melanie, you should have never been converted, shut up, stop talking about
yourself. Well,
they're
acting like you're a liability. That's the hidden message there, is you're doing it wrong and you're ruining it for the rest of us. And I've been hearing this for a decade now. And, you know, the claims are, there's a couple different claims. There's the claim that, well, we'd be doing better without you. If you had never come, then all these other potential allies who've been turned off by you would all be here working so hard for liberty, and we'd be halfway there by now if it just wasn't for you.
Well, then
Ian
why
Freeman.
Don't you go convert them and tell them not to associate with me if that's what you have to
but
do?
But that's just time. It. These potential allies will say, oh, well, that Ian Freeman and that Melanie is there, and that's why we're not coming. So, you know, the
but
idea that they
people
could
will say that, but there's other people who would never have come no matter what.
Exactly. I tend to agree with you on that.
You know, I feel like I'm, you know, more philosophically consistent than some other things. I'm not saying everybody's not, but, you know, that's if people who are philosophically consistent and believe the things I believe, I needed it. And I think that some other people need that too, just based on this belief that I can't possibly be unique. So I hope I reach some of those people.
Yes, you want to attract the people who are most like you. And the only way to do that is to be the most like you that you can be, the most true to yourself that you can possibly be. Because as soon as you try to pander to somebody else who wants you to behave in a different way, you're no longer attracting the people who are most aligned towards you. And I think that's a disservice to yourself, ultimately.
I would agree with you, but I think that at that point you cause schisms in groups, right? Like, I think
schisms always happen. Anytime a group grows beyond a certain size, look at the Bitcoin disagreements that they're happening. There's been schisms within CopBloc. There's schisms within the Free State Project. It's a guaranteed thing that happens whenever a group gets to a certain size. We're out of time for tonight. If you didn't get in, we'll have you on tomorrow. Join us then. In the meantime, over at freetalklive.com. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
A dozen medical cannabis cultivators and processors have partnered with Medical Genomics to record and track the genetics of cannabis strains on the Bitcoin blockchain. The Massachusetts-based firm has partnered with a preliminary group of 12 cultivators and processors to develop a fully validated genomic-based safety and quality standards for medical cannabis. MGC's StrainSeek service records the unique genetic information of cannabis and hemp strains derived from DNA sequencing into the Bitcoin blockchain database. To learn more, go to news.bitcoin.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores allowed to eat yummy.